Well, to the Philippines now, where authorities are trying to confirm reports that Ronald De La Rosa, a senator wanted by the International Criminal Court, who was evading arrest in the country's Senate building, has disappeared. It's thought that De La Rosa may have slipped out of the Senate during the chaotic events on Thursday night when gunshots were heard and the building was locked down by armed forces. Hours before the incident, De La Rosa said his arrest was imminent and he called for supporters to come to his aid. The former head of the Philippine National Police was the chief enforcer of former President Rodrigo Duterte's bloody war on drugs in which thousands of alleged drug dealers were shot and killed. Carlos Conde is editor of Rights Report Philippines, a non-profit journalism outfit and a former senior researcher for Human Rights Watch. Carlos, it's good to have you back on the program. Welcome back.
Thanks for the invitation.
So what's the latest? What do we understand about what has happened here with Senator De La Rosa?
So what's the latest so far? It's been confirmed by the Senate president himself last night is that Mr. De La Rosa has pretty much disappeared. He slipped through security or police in the wee hours of yesterday. And so nobody knows where he is right now. And there's a lot of hand-wringing in the Philippines about what this could mean for the Senate and for accountability. A lot of the victims of the drug war are pretty much upset. I mean, that's an understatement, obviously, but they're very, very disappointed about the turn of events.
So is there an understanding now, Carlos, what on earth was going on with this shooting in and around the Senate in the past couple of days? Is there a suggestion that that was a distraction for the senator to escape?
Well, there's a lot of speculation coming from both sides about what exactly happened. But according to the Senate Sergeant at Arms, the version was that they saw a man who turned out to be an agent, a federal agent of the National Bureau of Investigation, and they warned him, they asked him to identify himself, and then somehow he refused, and so they decided to fire warning shots. And so there were 27 of those warning shots, and then the man allegedly fired back 5 shots. So this looked like, based on the events, based on the version of the Senate Sergeant at Arms, this looked like an intrusion by that agent for what we don't know. We don't categorically know. I mean, Mr. Bato De La Rosa has been wanted here for some time for crimes against humanity in the ICC. So there's speculation that he might have been targeted for arrest by the National Bureau of Investigation, but we don't know that because the Marcos administration has refused to acknowledge that.
So tell us about the allegations against Ronald De La Rosa. He was a police chief during this crackdown on alleged people involved in the drug trade. Thousands of people died in this. What's he accused of doing?
So he's accused of running the drug war operations that was ordered by President Duterte from 2016 to 2019. I mean, this was the period when he was the police chief of the Philippines, and specifically, he was accused of having had a hand in the murder of at least 32 people who were targeted by the drug war operation. So that is part of the cases that's been built up against former President Rodrigo Duterte, who, as we know, is currently right now facing trial in The Hague, and the ICC has disclosed warrant of arrest against De La Rosa the day before this whole hullabaloo in the Senate erupted. So he's now basically a fugitive. And again, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of the victims of the drug war are now crying for him to be arrested.
It's an incredible political situation and very confusing, a number of those events in the past couple of days. Carlos, it's really good to talk to you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.